This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Having spent the last few weeks studying in the book of Proverbs, I felt it would be refreshing to go to one of the New Testament gospel accounts. I chose the Gospel of Luke, and to start our study, let's consider the life of the author. Though not identified by name in the gospel, he is considered to be the author by most scholars. For our purposes, we'll base our biographical study on what the Bible says. First, we'll collect information in Acts, Colossians, 2 Timothy, and Philemon. In Acts 16, Luke is identified as the author of Acts by writing in the first person. Using the pronoun we, he includes himself in the team that traveled with Paul from Troas to Philippi. When Paul left Philippi, the author reverts to referring to the team using the pronoun they. He continues describing the team this way on their journey until in Acts 20, he again includes himself as a part of the team by using the pronoun we. From then on to the end of the book of Acts, he continues to refer to himself as an associate of Paul. If he is the author of Acts, then it's clear he would be the author of the Gospel of Luke. Compare references in the opening verses to the most excellent Theophilus, the recipient of both books. In our next visit, we'll gather more information from the other biblical references, Colossians 4:14, 2 Timothy 4:11, and Philemon 24. When we finish studying this, we'll have a better picture of the author of the book of Acts and the book of Luke. My website is gettinggodsmessage.org.